Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 17th day edition of July 2007. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we've got a guest coming up in an hour and a half who has witnessed across the land the incredible scourge of terrorism, of real terrorism, Child Protective Services, Department of Family Services, carrying out the larger eugenics plan to break up the family and institutionalize our children and to brain damage and brainwash our children, all officially by design. And when I say that, I don't say that for effect. That's really the plan, and it's being carried out. So that is coming up with Greg Hessen from MassOutrage.com. In the meantime, we're going to have open phones today. We'll also have open phones when he's on with us, at 1-800-259-9231. And again, I want to encourage first-time callers to call in. You'll go to the front of the line, and people who disagree, you will actually trump them and stay at the very front. And just regular callers, we always love to hear from you as well, but we want to give people who've never called in or who disagree a chance. In fact, just a newsflash, people that disagree with anything I have to say or do, you don't have to call up and lie to get through the folks that answer the phones like you would with Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or Glenn Beck. We just want to know your first name, where you're calling from. All right? And unlike them, if you disagree, you go to the head of the line, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what Hannity does is that if you're really stupid and the call screener thinks you're dumb and disagree, they'll put you at the head of the line. But if you're eloquent or intelligent or informed, it's not going to happen. They have that, I've heard it before, that hate Hannity line where people call in and make little comments, and they only put the stupid stuff on there. Again, it's all psychological warfare, all crafted to neutralize conservatives, to pacify conservatives just long enough to get their new world order in. Well, we're breaking through that paradigm here, ladies and gentlemen. Impeach now or face the end of constitutional democracy. That's from Counterpunch, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And we've got our own article out today about his comments on PrisonPlanet.com. Former Reagan official, Bush may stage false flag events to reinstate the draft. Now let's stop right there. The Pentagon gets up and hypes terror all day, and on cue 3 weeks ago, Bin Laden tapes get released, and number two in Al-Qaeda says they're behind the car bombings, and they're going to kill us, and Chertoff feels things in his gut, and they tell us Al-Qaeda, Al-CIA has rebuilt itself, is going to hit us, and it's the summer of terror, get ready, we got to go into Iran. And then meanwhile, we tend to just get desensitized to it all. But in the real world, not in the hype world, but in the real world, there is serious, massive, continuing, sustained preparation for real live martial law in this country. And we would be fools if we didn't discuss it, because it is a very distinct possibility, approaching a 50-50 chance. Right now, I'd say we're 20-30% chance of actually going under hot martial law. We're under a cold war right now as we're incrementally taught how to be slaves, conditioned, re-educated. And then we also have what's happening with the dollar, what's happening with the stock market. We're going to talk about that when we get back. We're going to have open phones. What do you see happening in the next 12 to 24 months? What preparations have you made? Can we avert going into martial law? Or will George Bush just pass the baton to Hillary Clinton to continue to carry the ball down the field against us?
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Did you notice how last week the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the index of top 30 stocks, dropped twice? Huge drops, and then each time it would surge past its previous record the next day, a rally in the market. Set up, of course, in the 1980s was the Plunge Protection Team for the Federal Reserve, where they go in and buy tens of billions of dollars worth of stock. I mean, talk about insider trading, and it's done in select stocks. Now, remember, the Dow Jones Industrial 30 is just the big 30 stock, so it's a very thin slice of the overall stock market and different shares that are being traded in. So it also creates an illusion there that people think, oh, look, the stock market's surging, when it's only the winners that are kept in those top 30. Then you look at unemployment. That once you go off the unemployment rolls, you're counted as employed. And that's why we only have 5%, 6% unemployment. The numbers are completely and totally cooked, but industry does actually create a second set of books and does have accurate numbers. The federal government's saying we got about 5% inflation. Now, the real inflation put out by several different major brokerage houses and institutions is over 13%, and that, of course, compounds. So we're talking about a lot of really serious issues here. I mean, I'm not an economist, but I've interviewed many top economists here on the broadcast. Nobel Prize winners, local economists, successful businessmen. And I've studied it quite a bit myself, but this is not rocket science. And the big number is, and I was sitting around the dinner table last night, and you know, my wife was pointing out, hey, I guess she hadn't heard the show yesterday. She's like, did you notice that the stock market went down twice last week, and then now suddenly it's an all-time record, just a few points away from 14,000? And I said, yeah. And I said, what do you think's behind that? And she, you know, rightfully had it figured out, and she said the dollar's devalued. And so it's going to take more dollars to buy those stocks. If in 2000 the euro opened at 82 cents to the dollar, and it's now 138 plus against the dollar, the euro has seen a 55%+ increase. I know I talk a lot about this because the general public still isn't aware. I guess I feebly believe that maybe we can affect change and wake people up. But I was up at the KLBJ studios last Sunday doing my show, and there was a big news crew in there because they were doing stuff for Lady Bird Johnson. The Johnsons used to own the station just a few years ago, and they'd been at the funeral covering it. You know, nice folks up there, but I was having arguments and debates with them. Like, well, hey, you saw the stock market, 13,000 plus last Friday it closed. I mean, I hear you saying the economy's in trouble. What do you say to that? And like laughing very self-assuredly. And I said, type in International Bank of Settlements World Depression. And he typed it in, and he was reading their official reports about how we're probably going to go into a global depression. And I said, well, then if they're evil new world order, why are they reporting on it? Why are they telling us? And I go, well, they're posing as our saviors. They're now positioning themselves. Historically, a few years before a major crash or major downturn, they start positioning themselves as the saviors, warning everyone. And you know, it's kind of like an arsonist who is the first person who reports the fire to the police. And the first person they rightfully question is the first person that reported the church was on fire out in the middle of the country. I mean, this is how they do it. This is how they operate. And I don't know what else I can say or do on this subject. But when you've got the Federal Reserve and the International Bank of Settlements and the Bank of England and the Bundesbank and others running around saying and doing this, and you have the handful of multinational companies that still had headquarters in the U.S., involved in a mass exodus. I mean, just picture people fleeing Egypt, or picture Titan AE with that cartoon with everybody leaving the planet before it blows up, and there's these millions of spaceships taking off. I mean, that's basically economically what it is. I mean, they are fleeing, not even before they've sold headquarters. They're just leaving them empty. They're just like they know that the Black Death is coming or something. And I'm sitting here watching this, and the general public's hearing reports about Al-Qaeda sneaking around in the bushes, and we're going to get hit any minute, and boy, after the next attack, martial law is coming, but it's good. And I mean, they have paid CIA front people like Tommy Franks and others. It comes out later, totally paid, on the payroll. I knew Franks was on the payroll, and I saw him get on Fox News and go, I'm no longer in the government, and I'm nonpartisan, but I fully support the war, and we need to have martial law, I'm real sad to say. And I went, oh my gosh, he's paid to say that, and later it came out, 500 plus grand a year to make a few appearances a month on TV and say martial law is coming. I mean, it's just, I can't believe they're doing it to this country. But they are. They are. And I want to keep living my life. I want to go to the neighborhood swimming pool, and I want to go to the park, and I want to go eat enchiladas, and you know, I want to go eat steaks, and I want to go lift weights, and I want to go on vacations and go to the beach. But all I can think about is how we're literally on the precipice. And you read an article like this. You have the dollar devalued by more than 55% against the euro, about a cent more against British sterling, the pound. You want to know who runs things, folks. It isn't the lira that's surging. It's the pound. That's where all the power's at, right there. The Dow Jones Industrial crosses the 14,000 mark. Now, it was right at it, just a few points away last night, and now it's gone over it today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average swept past 14,000 for the second time Tuesday, rising on a relatively mild inflation report and better-than-expected profit reports from blue-chip names including Coca-Cola and Merrill Lynch. The stock market's best-known indicator crossed the 14,000 in the first half of trading. Rupert Murdoch's going to own that name now and own that the Dow Jones Industrial Index. He looks like he's going to get the Bancroft Wall Street Journal. Doesn't matter. They really got it a long time ago with their people. The stock market, best-known indicator, crossed the 14,000 in the first half hour of trading, rising to 14,002.60. Having taken just 57 trading days to make the trip from 13,000. And people are running around, they're driving around in their debt-owned BMWs, in their debt-owned houses, with their wife's got breast implants that aren't even paid for yet. And please don't send me 100 emails. I'm not attacking women that have breast implants. My point is, not even the breast implants are paid for. You probably put those collagen injections and the Botox on a credit card. But you're feeling real good in your self-love, and you're feeling like little movie stars at the local tennis court, and your stock made a little bit of money, so you're feeling good right now. Let me give you a 101 newsflash. With the devaluation of the dollar, the stock market is only at half of its value. So, for the stock market to have truly doubled in value, it would be at $28,000 right now. And if you look at the numbers, it went up to, what, close to 12,000 in 2000, and then it went down and then really plunged the week before 9/11 and then further after 9/11, and now it's built back its losses and gained 2,000 points on top of that. But if you have a dollar that's been devalued by half, and so that takes twice as many dollars to buy stock, then if for the stock market just to retain the current value it had in 2000, it would need to be at 24,000 right now. So when you realize then that it's only at 14,000, you understand that the stock market has lost nearly half of its value just in the Dow Jones Industrials. And if you look at all of the other stock indicators that look at the weaker baskets of stocks and the junk stocks, those things are down at toilet bowl level. And I could be picking up a pizza at a local pizza place to take back to the office, and a yuppie will swagger up and they'll, "I like your show, but man, the stock market." And I don't even argue. I go, yeah, man, sure. And I kind of got roped into it Sunday and had like a 3-minute argument, and I did convince him by the end of it. I said, "Can you do math? I'm not being condescending. If the dollar's been devalued by 55% and the stock market's only up 2,000 points from 2,000 level, then is this a major gain or is it a major loss?" I mean, I'm mad about it. The little bit of money I got's been devalued. And there's yuppies just dancing around like they've entered Valhalla. And they've got the champagne out, folks. This party's going on everywhere right now. Oh, we're at 14,000. And then literally, we're on the edge of martial law.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
Just inflation. If a currency's been devalued by half, a hot dog that costs $2 is going to cost $3 or $4 or $5. A car that costs $15,000 A lot of you remember buying a car 10 years ago, cost $15,000. The same car, just a newer model, now costs $30,000, $35,000. Oh, that's not inflation? And the federal government brags about this, how they artificially try to keep down eggs and milk and with mass production been able to do that and butter. But even staples are going up. Look at fuel doubling in prices the last 3 years, and now they're talking about it going up even higher. And there is some truth to it that it isn't the oil companies raking you over the coals, and they were already doing that before. I remember hearing a John Stossel report 2 years ago, and he said, no, it's because of inflation. It's because the dollar isn't as valuable. I was surprised they let that out on ABC News, but he did tell the truth. They, for some reason, were airing John Stossel on the local news station on the radio, so I was able to hear that. So when you hear it's 14,000, folks, let me see, if you had a 50-plus percent drop in the dollar internationally, but the stock market's only gone up, what is 2,000 points from 12,000? What is that, like 15% increase? Off the top of my head, 14% increase? What does that mean? It means we've had a massive decrease in the value of the stock market. But if you study inflationary bubbles, generally in times past, it takes 2 to 4 years after currencies are truly inflated for it then to fully adjust in the market of the home country. In Germany or in Mexico, places where this has happened in the last 100 years, in Asia, it takes a few years because internally people still have confidence and they don't know. And so I'm kind of torn here. I'm like, well, I live here. You know, I've got a mortgage payment. I live in this country. It may be fiat. It may be a fraud. But maybe it's good people have got a rational exuberance. Maybe it's good they think 14,000 is exciting. Maybe it's good that they're just so dumbed down that they're going along with it all, because somehow that may keep things going. But then I come back to reality and I go, yeah, that's if we had a beneficent elite running things, but we don't. They openly get us as deep in debt, federally, state, local, individually, corporately, as they can, because they issue the fiat money and they want to have booms and busts so they can consolidate real assets, ideas, intellectual property, companies, homes, businesses, factories. And it's about getting societies into debt. So you've got to go on welfare. You've got to join the military. You've got to get into the new make-work programs they're setting up that aren't going to be building dams and ditches and road stops like FDR system did. That was just getting you trained to this. No, it's going to be national draft, but called national service and compulsory volunteerism and new jobs, as you see with the billboards. I mean, they've gone from 300,000 cops to 1 million. They're talking about going way over 2 million now. You're just going to have cops everywhere. And you're going to be a cop, a security guard, or some data analyst that watches cameras or goes through data mining. And that's the new scholarships they're giving. I mean, right here at University of Texas, or A&M, CIA publicly runs both universities. Now they're now shifting it over to recruiting for CIA, FBI, data mining, tracking. I heard some guy last year call into Neil Bortz nationally from A&M and brag how he's got a full master's scholarship for data mining, and how when you rent a car, everything you're doing is already being watched and runs to the federal government, and he's working on that, and he's about to graduate to go run. I mean, it's all tracked. But when you order a pizza, remember in 2002 they reported, what was the headline, scofflaws get busted ordering pizzas, and the big three pizza chains run your driver's license and everything through a criminal database. They get 20% of fines and convictions when you get busted. Do you understand that? Do you understand the magnitude of that? It's the new economy. It's a predatory economy. It's eating your own.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Where do you think one of the most toxic places on Earth is? The answer may surprise you. It's in your body. The colon is a natural breeding ground for disease-producing germs. It may not sound like a very appealing subject, but it should not go ignored. For over a decade now, natural health expert Dr. Lauren Ritter has educated people everywhere about the benefits of internal cleansing. Now, these benefits include higher energy levels, more comfortable digestion, high immune support, and healthier looking skin. Now you can try Dr. Ritter's colon cleansing program from the privacy of your own home. It's safe and natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. Don't let your body be the most toxic place on earth. Take care of your health by cleansing your colon and body. Dial 1-800-890-2014. That's 1-800-890-2014. Call now to find out how you can get the colon and body cleanse risk-free for 30 days. Dial 1-800-890-2014. Call now.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book, called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
I said I'd get to your phone calls, and those are coming up here in just a few minutes. Robert, Omar, Don, Bob, Wade, and many others that are patiently holding. But we're being told that there are all of these terrorists that are going to kill us any minute, and that's back in the news today. We can clearly see it's a concerted Pentagon effort with the usual known Defense Intelligence and CIA neocon websites uploading the Al-Qaeda videos and bringing them to us. And then, of course, it's always re-edited old bin Laden footage. And then the CIA comes out and says, we didn't say it was a new bin Laden tape. But that's always a minor footnote in the back of the paper 3 days after the fear-mongering that Al-Qaeda and bin Laden have returned. And I hear old women at the grocery store whispering about bin Laden's back. And then buffoons email us and comment in our message boards that, oh, the CIA is saying it is an old bin Laden. Yeah, in a back-of-the-paper retraction. That's the game. That's the big joke. That's how they operate. And I, for one, am just sick of it. I mean, look at what these social planners have done. They have completely wrecked the country. They have, by design, overrun the nation with third world populations to bankrupt the states. They are just destroying our nation. And now they've debased our currency. And they've got our young men and women dying in Iraq, telling them it's to bring democracy and happiness and freedom, when the official Pentagon plan said endless sectarian war, break it in three parts, and then export violence to the next nation to overthrow it. Which, by the way, was developed by the communists, and I'm not saying the New World Order is communist. I'm saying that that tactic was developed by that arm of the New World Order. And it's just to watch it being done, it's so wicked. But folks driving around with Support the Troops stickers on their cars, they're listening to Proud to Be an American. Hey, dig that out of the computer. I want to play that. This is a nice song. It's a patriotic song. I, growing up, I'd hear this song and get tears in my eyes. And they use a song like this constantly to mind control you. And they expropriate our sacred symbols, the flag, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the eagle, songs like this. And they use it against you. If you're having trouble finding it, it's in the computer. It's in Jack McClam's file for his show. I don't care. We can play it with his intro. I don't care. I like plugging a show anyways. But that brings us to this point. This is up on PrisonPlanet.com right now. I hope you get this out to everybody. The Dig Barry Brigade is bragging that they're trying to block this, and they have been successfully the last 2 weeks blocking every story we try to get dug up on. We can get 500 digs. 100 usually gets it on the main page, and then from there it can get millions of views. We can get 500 now. They just laugh and ban us. We're doing little tests, though. We've been changing headlines and removing the name Prison Planet and posting it through other websites, and it's been making it on there. Pretty shameful of those folks over there. Let's not let them win. Former Reagan official, Bush may stage false flag events to reinstate the draft. Would a government that has lied us into two wars and is working to lie us into an attack on Iran shrink from staging terrorist attacks in order to remove opposition to its agenda, asked Roberts. Now, Roberts has been on with us for, I don't know, I've been interviewing Roberts for 5-6 years now. And we've seen his evolution. And he has several times on this show in the last year come out and said, I'm worried about a staged attack. And then we would put headlines out like that. And people would say, he didn't really say that. Well, now he said it in his own editorial, in his own blog, for Lou Rockwell and others. And now there's no debating what he said. Okay? It's clear English. That was a quote we just read from him. Former editor of the Wall Street Journal. Number two, Department of Treasury, the father of Reaganomics. Okay, it doesn't get any more mainline rock rib Republican than that, okay? And he's also, of course, a historian, not just an award-winning economist. Roberts has been dubbed the father of Reaganomics and is also a former editor and columnist for the Wall Street Journal, Business Week, and Scripps Howard News Service. In his weekly syndicated column, Roberts suggests that unfolding events and the nature of the rhetoric emanating from the government quarters suggests that a major stage terror attack could be just around the corner. Yeah, I've never seen such hype. This is past pre-9/11 hype. I mean, this is gut check time. Ask yourself, would a government that has led us into two wars and is working to lie us into another attack on Iran shrink from staging a terror attack in order to remove opposition to its agenda, writes Roberts. If the Bush administration wants to continue its wars in the Middle East and to enrich the unitary executive and entrench it at home, it will have to conduct some false flag operations that will both frighten and anger the American people to make them accept Bush's declaration of national emergency and the return of the draft. Alternatively, the administration could simply allow any real terrorist plot to proceed without hindrance, and they certainly do that. That is the problem. Is usually people that are really carry out an attack are so dumb they can't even effectively kill one person. I mean, it takes guts and it takes some real will to really go out and just kill innocent people. There isn't a lot of it going on. You generally got to be some Palestinian whose brother and mommy and daddy got killed by a Hellfire missile fired from an Apache to be willing to really do something real. That's what always made Americans different historically is Americans because I guess of the selective process of criminals and the poor and adventurers that came here, what makes up America? Black folks, the strongest, came here, half died on the ships, right there, selective. It didn't matter. It didn't matter how you got here. You were the bold adventurers. And Americans historically have been ready to get violent. And it does show, too, that same attitude, nuking, dropping A-bombs on Japan and everything else. We're a pretty animalistic group. By the way, that knife cuts both ways, though, for the New World Order. The veneer of civilization is extremely thin. Continuing, and the Bush administration wants to continue its wars in the Middle East and entrench the unitary executive. At home, we'll have to conduct some false flag operations. A series of staged or permitted attacks would be spun by the captive media as a vindication of the neoconservatives' Islamophobic policy, the intention of which is to destroy all Middle East governments that are not American puppet states. Success would give the U.S. control over oil, but the main purpose is to eliminate any resistance to Israel's complete absorption of Palestine into Greater Israel. The real target isn't the trillions in oil, $5 trillion in Iraq, that was in 2000 numbers, 2001 to be $4 trillion. Right now it's $8 trillion in 2007 numbers. Afghanistan's $3 trillion, $6 trillion in our numbers now. It's not the hundreds of billions in opium. That's all just icing on the cake. It's not the hundreds of billions in no-bid weapon sales each year or no-bid contracts. It's not, you know, it's about putting troops into checkpoints, kicking down doors every day to bring them back here and make them cops. It's about America. We're the big prize. We're the plum. Just like Palpatine in a children's movie. The real target was the home world. The real target was the heart of the empire. Just like Caesar would run those foreign wars to amass the greatest military force under himself and make himself a hero so he could then later bring that army back into Rome. This has been done a few times before. That's why for anybody who studied history, we're talking white knuckles. People are like, brace for impact. Get ready. I mean, they are moving right now. Think about it, Dr. Roberts says, of another 9/11 type security failure, quote, we're not in the works. Why would Homeland Security Czar Chertoff go to the trouble of convincing the Chicago Tribune that Americans have become complacent about terror threats and that that has a gut feeling that America will soon be hit hard? If you go back the last 5.5 years, this is what I've said hundreds of times. I'm going to say it again to you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. And I would ask listeners to go find these because I don't have the staff to do it. I've said it hundreds of times. Put it together. Put an article together. Show how we predicted this. Show how we predicted this, because that maybe will wake people up. That when you see Chertoff and when you see Ridge, when you see these people start saying there's going to be a terror attack because it's your fault, Americans. You didn't give up all your rights. You didn't let us get rid of Posse Comitatus to let the troops keep you safe. You didn't let us take all your freedoms. It's your fault the terrorists are going to attack you now. That is a major red flag. I mean, that is bells and whistles and sirens going off. That is, if I had air raid sirens right now, I'd be playing them in the background. That's, I mean, that is alert, alert, alert. I mean, that is, I mean, if we were a ship, that'd be the big alarm going off, the big siren. Battle stations, you know. Send the fire control crews to the forward deck. We've been hit. I mean, when they do that, because, see, they've been had their psychologists and sociologists and anthropologists have been juggling this. Well, okay, big spectacular Hollywood event, 9/11. And then you have anthrax to kind of keep it going to get your legislation through, but still that doesn't work. And then you get your wars going, and then people start waking up to you. Oh, they're awake to our terror paradigm, but now our agenda is so in such trouble, we've got to go ahead and carry it out. Well, how are we going to sell it? Well, they're going to sell it like you guys didn't give up your rights and you didn't let us keep you safe. That's how, and I'd already said that many times, but I started hearing Savage 3-4 years ago go, let me tell you how this is going to happen. The big beatnik leader of the 60s, Michael Wiener. My gosh, folks, if you've read his early books, it's sick. But side issue. gets up there, poses as a rabid conservative, says a lot of things that are true, mixes poison in with it, and I've heard him with pleasure. Let me tell you what's going to happen. There's going to be another attack because you kept Bush from keeping us safe. And then all of you that were against the war are going to camps. And we're not going to pay for your food. You're going to have to be forced labor. Well, they had already built those, folks, see. And conservatives are hearing that, getting conditioned to accept it. So when the attack happens, they're going to run out on the streets feeling self-righteous. See, we told you. You see what happened. But I'm here to tell the New World Order, and they already know this. It isn't going to work. You don't even have them anymore. They saw what you did with amnesty. They saw what you did with North American Union. They found out what you did on 100 issues. They've read the Jerusalem Post where the Israelis admit they've staged terror attacks. They've read the AP. They've read Northwoods. They've read Dr. Roberts. They've seen my films. They've seen other films. They know the truth. And I'm telling you, folks, you got to get Terror Storm online and Google Video and email it out to everybody again and again and again, and tell those that get it to email it out to everybody in a chain reaction. You got to email out Loose Change Second Edition. You got to email out American Freedom to Fascism. You got to get the DVDs at InfoWars.com, and you got to aggressively get them out. Aggressively now. Because I'm telling you, these control freaks never stop. Just like Hitler, just like they always do. Right when they start getting their hind ends kicked, they just get more aggressive and they go ahead and just push it right over the edge. It's just like when a bully keeps on a-coming. At first, when you start laying into them, they're still aggressive and they're still fighting. But if you just ignore whatever they're doing to you and you just keep pounding, pretty soon you're going to hear that whimper. I've already heard that whimper. You know, when some big guy comes down on you, anybody's been in enough brawls knows this, and they start the fight and they start hurting you and you start hurting them right back, and they're acting real tough and they're busy trying to intimidate you and putting on a show for themselves, and then right when you start hurting them, you hear that whimper and you know you got them. And boy, once you get that big guy down on the ground, you just take those boots right to them. The bigger they are, the harder they fall. And we're going to put the boots to the New World Order. And they know it. You're going to fall just like Hitler. Now, their plan is to blame the U.S. as an escape valve if this putsch fails, and then claim that it all happened here and have some big internationalization of it and bring in some leftist regime that keeps the police state they installed but kind of cuts back on the rhetoric. It's all being done scientifically. No, we're not going to stop there. We know it all comes out of Europe. And it all comes out of the New World Order, and you are going to fail, New World Order. And we have to believe that and know that historically. We don't have a choice. Now, you can truly stand up for the Republic in its darkest hour, or you can just buy into the New World Order police state wrapped in the American flag and its theme song. This is, I guess, for... Well, there's a duality to this. This song is for all the yuppies that want to believe the fraud and who are going to have to go through a lot of pain to realize they were wrong, just like the Nazis. But it duly is for all of us that truly do love America. You know, this song and love of this country, it's not a bad thing. A lot of people worldwide see the love of the New World Order, and they think that's what America really is, and so they hate this country. And that's all part of a New World Order plan. We shouldn't let them destroy the name of this country. So we'll take this out to break, come back and start taking your calls. Stay with us.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A. Well, it's right in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her silver day. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away. but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away.
You know, I'm really blessed, and a lot of us are.
And you could have
to be aware of the New World Order. To really know the score. And to be able to really set our course and consciously at least have a hand in our own destiny. To stand up against corruption. Well, we're in stormy waters, but at least we've set our course. We've made that decision to do the right thing. To not be fools. Robert in Texas and Omar, Don, Bob, Wade, and others. Robert, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
How's it going?
We're on the air, sir. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about Cyclone Gonu. It formed right below Iran, curved around the tip of Oman, and slammed into the side of Iran. It's a highly rare storm. They said they haven't had anything like it for the past 60 years, and even, you know, 60 years ago, it wasn't comparable to the storm they had. So
that's right. They had a really weird storm a few months ago. But again, China admits they have total weather control, and our government by 68, the Stanford Research Institute with the Naval War Laboratory, had confirmed that we could create and destroy hurricanes and typhoons, but now in 2007 they say none of it exists and we can just trust the government.
Well, there is actually an article, I'm sure you've seen it on BBC.com, if you look it up, where they're talking about what they did in Malaysia, where they created the cyclone to get rid of the pollution.
Yeah, there's also the headline was out yesterday, speaking of the devil, BBC, I believe. I didn't even cover it because it's so passe now. China controls weather. I mean, they just outright control it, yeah.
Well, I do know that we did have, as far as China goes, didn't we have those strike fleets right in those waters?
Yes.
I mean, what if they hit our ships with
no,
that?
No, it's all a big joke. I mean, right when they want to mess with the Iranians, they send in huge storms on them, never before seen. I mean, like a typhoon in the Gulf, which they've never had in recorded modern history. I mean, they went back and weathermen went back and looked at text from thousands of years ago, and big storms like that are unknown with the. Now they've got all these bizarre. But listen, everything's fine. There's no such thing. The government loves you.
Well, what I wanted to say, and I think the scariest thing is all these global warming people. If you type in storms and global warming, you will get literally, 50. Mainstream news articles where they're saying, oh, global warming is going to cause all these storms and da-da-da-da,
I agree with where you're going. I agree. In fact, I almost put it in Endgame, but I just don't have time to put it in, that normal weather changes are not a problem, but that the way they're hyping these deadly things, they can easily use weather weapons and scare people into accepting a world tax. It makes perfect sense. Anything else?
They could have storms forming in the Mediterranean where they've never even had them before. So that looks like, to me, they're trying to attack the southern coast of Europe, France and all those guys.
I know. It's insane. It's out of control. We're living in the future.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.